Coming to you from Cary, North Carolina, and Jackson, Michigan, it's the Get Options Podcast with your hosts Adam Silver and Kyle Maurer. This is the show where your WordPress questions are given some serious and not so serious options. And here they are.
Hello and welcome to episode 113 of the Functional Get Options Podcast, the relevant fun advice show about your life with WordPress. I'm Adam Silver with my buddy, my co-patriot, my buddy, friend, life, business, whatever. Kyle Maurer. Say hi, Kyle.
Hi, Adam. How are you doing today?
You threw me off there when you went the woohoo.
I know. It's a challenge. Yeah. I've got to keep you on your toes.
Yes.
And try and make this awkward from the start.
Mission accomplished or challenge accepted.
Good job, me. I win the game.
Finish him. Yeah.
KO.
Yeah, for those millennials who might not know what we're talking about. Wait, you're a millennial. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Are you a millennial or what are you? Do you remember? Have we talked about this before?
Yeah, we talked about it. Yeah. Like,
what are you?
I don't really like generational stuff anyway, but yeah, technically, like, I would be one of those.
Okay. Hey, can you close the blinds? Because you are really hot on screen right now. Jeez. Wow. I mean, not that anyone can see you, but like, it's hard to like look at you. So there you go. Much better.
That better?
Yeah. Okay. Thanks. I appreciate that. So what's happening? What's new over there in Jackson?
Oh, so many things. So many things. I don't even know where to begin, man. But life is crazy. And, you know, I don't watch a lot of movies, but I've seen a few recently. And
yeah,
I thought
so
I would.
What have you seen? I mean,
movies are a part of all our lives. So
right.
This is fun stuff to talk about. And everybody's tuning in right now going, oh, movies? I watch movies too. Me and Kyle have so much in common. So let me tell you the movies I've been watching.
Wow. How much caffeine have you had this morning?
1.5 cups.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
What
that's
movies?
Half a cup too much. Okay, so I've seen a couple. The other night, my wife and I went out to see the new Star Wars movie.
Okay. Why don't you tell us all about it? I'm kidding.
Yeah. Spoilers.
Spoilers. No, just kidding. I have not seen it yet.
Yeah, I thought it was excellent.
Good.
You know, but I'm the type of person, you know, Joe Casabona tweeted the other day, and I think people said things along this lines, but he put it well. No one hates Star Wars more than Star Wars fans.
Right. This is true.
I think that's very true. And I find it very boring and annoying at times that like, I'm a huge Star Wars fan, blah, blah, blah. And I'm going to spend all my time complaining about Star Wars. Like, oh, we've got more Star Wars movies and they just don't hit me deep down like the ones I saw when I was a kid did.
Right.
Shut up.
Yeah,
I don't
get over
I don't
it.
Actually
it's a movie.
Care.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a very, very boring perspective. So I went with my wife instead, who was a lot more like,
cool.
Hey, that was fun.
Yeah.
I laughed.
Yeah.
It was enjoyable.
Right.
And I was like, yeah, I agree. There were surprising plot points and some things that I thought kind of confused me a little bit or like, I don't know, like didn't seem that plausible or awesome, but still there's quirky stuff in all of them.
Yeah,
if we go back to the originals, like there's fighting teddy bears, so shut up about anything that's weird in this one.
What else
anyway
have you seen?
I liked it. I thought I watched a John Wick recently for the first time.
Oh, the first one?
Yeah, the first one.
You know, there's three.
That's what I'm told.
Yeah.
And I thought it was pretty good. A lot of my guy friends are just like kind of obsessed with it. Like
I like them. I'm not obsessed, but I do. I find them just. I just find the humor in them. Ah, no, I'm kidding. I've always liked movies. Like there's a movie with Mel Gibson. Is that his name? Yeah, Mel Gibson. Where it's Payback, and it's the irony. It's just the concept that hey, you owe me X dollar. I'm gonna kill you until I get it. It's not even much money. It's like $20,000. You know, it's that.
It's not even that much money. Shut
it's
up.
It's not. Right. So it's just
got that much in my wallet.
Right. Exactly. I mean, I don't know. I mean, yeah, obviously John Wick is, it's not a family friendly movie.
No.
Yeah. So
so many of the big hits these days
aren't
movies. Ain't like they used to be.
No. Anything else you've seen?
I don't know. John Wick was pretty fun. Yeah. Last night we tried to watch Christmas with the Cranks.
Oh yeah, how was that? How'd that go?
I mean, my wife and I like to check out, you know, turn on the Christmas music and watch some Christmas movies during the holiday season. We enjoy it. There are a lot of classics that we loved when we were young and still are very enjoyable. And now and then we tune into a different one that we haven't seen to kind of just like expand our list of holiday films. Mm-hmm. And we watched one with Tim Allen and Jamie Lee Curtis last night, and it was phenomenally stupid, and we couldn't even finish it. And that's exceedingly rare. There are very few movies that I'm like not willing to stick it out. But this was just like, why are they doing this? Why why did good old Tim Allen and Jamie Lee Curtis make this movie?
Money.
It was so stupid, so stupid. And I like a lot of other Tim Allen movies. I like The Santa Claus, you know, that had some charm to it and a premise that I guess it was, I don't know, just fit. But this one was just like so dumb.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's funny you say that. So, I mean, I actually have been watching a handful of movies recently, too. And I was going to actually ask you this morning, like, what do you consider your, what's your favorite Christmas movie? Or, you know, or do you have like top three?
Yeah, absolutely. Muppets Christmas Carol.
Okay. I was going to say, wait for that for a second, but go ahead. Give me your top three.
Yeah, definitely the Muppets Christmas Carol is number one. Always has been.
Okay.
Probably It's a Wonderful Life after that. Number three, tough call. It could be like Home Alone or Elf or something. One of those, I would think. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, mine are either Die Hard or Elf. it's a 50-50. I mean,
yeah.
I really love Elf. I just love, that's just a good movie. We quote that movie during the year, you know. Die Hard, yeah. So it's a classic. I don't know if I like, there's any other movies that it's funny. I remember as a kid watching the movies like between Thanksgiving and, you know, and New Year, certain movies, but like Pippi Longstocking, like the one that was in German, I think, and it was like dubbed in English. But
what, really?
He has an old, it's a cloud where, yeah, I don't know. But, it's weird, but from my childhood, you know. So,
yeah,
but I was gonna tell you though, I've the movies I've seen recently, like in the last couple of weeks, I've seen Angel Has Fallen.
That's a new one, I think.
A newer
right?
one, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
It was okay, you know, it's to be expected. The new Rambo.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
you're watching some guy movies,
yeah,
aren't you?
You don't need to see that one,
okay?
So Rambo literally is John Wick. I sent this to a friend. It's John Wick meets Taken meets something else. It's like it's just those three movies put together. Meets Rambo, yeah, in essence, you know. Yeah. So
yeah.
I just watched Six Underground. I watched that yesterday. It was on Netflix.
Okay.
With Ryan Reynolds. It was okay, interesting. I thought it was a TV show. It's actually a 2-hour long TV show. Or it's a movie, but whatever. Michael Bay produced it. You know, very. Very his style.
Yeah.
And I started watching just last night, Ad Astra. I left after the first hour. Ellen and Carson watched the rest of it. I went to bed.
Wow. Dang.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So
one star. Oh.
Yeah. Oh, and the other one I did watch, we watched Ellen and I watched a movie, was it The Kitchen? Like 2 or 3 weeks ago.
The Kitchen.
It was about Hell's Kitchen. Yeah. Back in the 70s. Yeah, you don't need to see that either.
Okay. did you watch anything that you've liked?
Recently?
No.
I watched Gemini Man also. Watch that. You're right. I've been watching all these, like, whatever. Watch that with Carson. No, that didn't do a whole lot for me. It was okay. Here's the one I did watch. I did watch one more. The Art of Racing in the Rain.
Oh, you liked that?
I cried. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah,
but it wasn't a crying dog movie. It was a crying human crying movie with dog. You know what I mean? There's a difference.
It looks as like another Marley and Me,
which I've never seen. Surprisingly enough, yeah. People like don't watch.
You'll
it.
Cry. You would cry.
But all that said, it's interesting to see. It's a touching movie, and it was interesting. I like those movies, but anyway, yeah. So.
Anyway. you're the sentimental type.
Yeah. And speaking of dogs, I have one more thing I want to mention here in this little segment.
Okay.
We got a dog.
Woo! Cue the like clapping and the hooray music.
I will. I'll put that in there later.
Okay, good.
Sure. We got a dog. Like last episode, I mentioned we were going to meet a dog. We met said dog. We then decided yes. And then 2 days later, we went and picked up dog.
Neat.
And the dog's name is Delvis. It's Elvis with a D because he came with a name.
Yeah.
And he's sitting next to me. He's a Velcro dog to me. He's like wants to be with me all the time, which is good and bad. He's part Ridgeback, part Staffy. Has the face of a Ridgeback, has the body of a Staffy. Super strong. I think he might have sprained my finger because he pulls. He saw a rabbit this morning. Man, he wants to eat rabbits badly.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I need to get him a gentle leader. I'm working some training for him, kind of get him focused with me. He's super strong. Sweet. 5 years old, like I said. And my daughter already set up an Instagram account. So of all the dogs we've had in the last 3 or 4 years, fostering and whatnot, and thinking about adopting, we've never gone that far that quick. So if you go to Delvis the dog on Instagram, you'll find him.
Oh, I'll do that right now. You carry on with the show.
Okay, I will. Sure.
So, okay.
Was there anything else you wanted to mention as far as any updates in life?
Nothing that's more important than me following this Instagram account.
Sweet. And also, you know, the day the show comes out, by the way, it's Happy Holidays, Merry Christmas, and Happy Hanukkah. And yeah, so cool. And
that's right.
So all that. So cool. All right. Well, you follow along there, and I will take us to what's that? Oh, this one. What you wearing, what you're reading, what you're drinking now. What you wearing, what you're reading, what you're drinking now. I should just put those
I love up. This picture of you and Delvis together.
It's like a portrait, right? It's like my match.com account. It looks like that's what someone said. It's like I'm not on Match.
Yeah. Funny.
All right. So I am going to start. I'm wearing Pressable. I'm wearing a t-shirt by Pressable. I am pulled out one from the closet, an old school hoodie, WordCamp Chicago. I haven't worn this like in a long time. I've been wearing the thinner, you know, my other ones for a long time. I decided to go something old school. Drinking a coffee in my SDSU alumni mug. And the reason I mentioned San Diego State is because we are top 25 for basketball, NCAA. And I'm reading I Will Teach You to Be Rich, which is not what it sounds like. It's actually a book about finance because that's what I do and about kind of figuring out what your focuses are and how to negotiate better deals on credit cards and, you know, and services we pay for. So it's a pretty interesting book.
Oh, so, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. That sounds like a good book. Yeah. I am currently wearing a WordCamp US 2019 St. Louis t-shirt under a Real Big Marketing hoodie, drinking my second cup of coffee and reading Star Wars, The Rule of Two, second book in the Darth Bane series.
I've never read any of those kind of books. I mean, that's not true. Any of the Star Wars books. Yeah.
Sure.
I guess the closest thing I ever came to was like more like the Ender's Game series. You ever see Ender's Game?
I didn't. Yeah.
You ever saw the movie?
No.
Oh, I think you'd like the movie. You should read the books first.
This episode is just another like example. Like, we don't watch the same movies. Like, we could do this. We could do this like all day. Like, have you seen this?
No.
Well, have you seen that?
No. That's too funny. All right. Well, other than that, hey Kyle, guess what time it is?
You're a mean one, Mr. Silver. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of sliders. You've got errors in your console, Mr. Silver. I wouldn't touch your website with a 39.5-foot pole.
Wow.
Okay.
It's not quite that time, but it's this. That's right. It's questions time. You sent them in. We read them. We researched them. And now it's time to give you some options. First some guitar, then some options. Here we go. One of these days, Kyle, I will tell you I'm going to bust out my guitar.
Yeah, you keep threatening.
And it's going to be like, wow. You suck at that.
Yeah, why don't you start putting your music where your mouth is and like follow through.
All right. So first question comes from Justin Ferriman. I'll read this one.
Hey. Okay.
What decisions now can WordPress plugin companies make to be relevant 3 years from now? Your personal opinion and direction you see being taken at Sandhills. I mean, that's kind of towards you a little bit. I have a short answer here. I'm sure you might have a little bit more knowledge and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not in that market as Justin is. He is the owner, operator, fantastic gentleman that he is behind Learn Dash.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Start an advice podcast. That is the best thing you can do. Advice podcasts in the WordPress niche with a sarcastic flavor are approaching their peak.
Mm-hmm.
Probably a few years from now, we'll be like... you know, the best possible business you could be in. So we're jumping in early and it has just paid out great for us already. So I think plugin companies should be investing into this market.
Okay. Yeah. I think that's an option. Option from me, one of my first options, move out of the state of Michigan.
Oh, wait. No, that's a mistake.
No, he did. He moved out. So now he's relevant.
Move back to the state of Michigan is an option in 3 years.
Okay. Also, option two for me, for him specifically, is leave the state of California, where he moved to.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to be profitable by living there.
There's no way.
No. Nah. Yeah.
Can't be done.
In a world where taxes eat everything. This is the movie episode, apparently.
I guess so. Yeah. That's okay. Yeah.
All right. What else? You got another option for him?
Sure. Yeah. I think that it would... There are a few things that kind of come to mind, and I'll tackle like some general ideas first before maybe briefly talking about Sand Hills, but I don't know if that's the best. Anyway, I think investing in blocks can be a nice choice. If you jump in aggressively and make the greatest blocks in your category, there, I believe, is high potential for the future. I think that the block directory is going to be a big deal, and the integration of like searching for blocks and mm-hmm. And that block adding and maybe someday purchasing experience is going to be like really integral. It's going to like reshape WordPress, and the early adopters of this, like the really early pioneers who capitalized on it, are probably going to be the fortunate ones who capture a lot of that market and like take hold and become difficult to unseat. I think that is a likely scenario to play out. There are a few players already in this space who went all in on blocks and have seen some success from it. So I think that could be a wise choice.
Okay. I have a third and fourth final one. Well, actually, I have more of a 2A from what you said earlier. Maybe it was 1A. BlockOptionsPodcast.com is available.
Block options.
Yeah. Do a podcast about, I don't know, maybe I'm just trying to merge the two. I'm trying to, maybe it's a bad option. I don't know.
I think we should block that option.
Ooh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Move to North Carolina. And I'll tell you why. North Carolina is a place for business. It's a place to grow. It's job opportunities are here. The food and drink scene is fantastic. Art and culture is fantastic. Great colleges, college sports, Southern charm, y'all. And of course, you know, bragging rights of just being North Carolina.
Okay, great. Yeah, apparently the geographic location of your business is a big factor.
It is for many businesses. Like, I mean, they couldn't do tobacco here, you know, 50 years ago in Phoenix. Just saying. Or in San Diego, for that matter.
You might have a point. I just haven't figured it out.
Hey, they can't always. It's not my field.
How about introducing a light SaaS to your business?
Oh, yeah.
This is something that I really believe can be a valuable addition to a plugin business. Mm-hmm. Now, there are a lot of us running plugin companies. Our businesses are funded like functionally similar. We distribute software that people run and install in their own environments, and they do their own thing. They download it from us in some way or another. There's all these plugin and theme companies in our industry function in that way. Mm-hmm. That's the WordPress thing. Some have adopted like SaaS-like qualities or even transitioned largely towards a SaaS mm-hmm. model where people aren't downloading the software, they're just using the software. So our buddies at NinjaForms have done something like this. They're just the first example that comes to my head. They made a SaaS called SendWP. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for email delivery.
Oh, right.
Deliverability. Yeah. And they're using that for their customers, and other people are taking advantage of it. We introduced a SaaS at Sand Hills recently, a small SaaS that handles payouts for affiliates.
Right.
And we're expanding that. And this is not downloaded software. This is software that you use, and it handles a service for you that like allows you to like pay any affiliates in any country in any currency immediately with a single payment, instead of like having to import stuff into PayPal and pay only those who use PayPal. So it's kind of a cool thing. It's fairly straightforward,
mm-hmm.
And it's not reinventing our business and changing like how our core products are used and delivered. It's a value add.
Right.
And you know, that, I think, is the next step for most of us.
I think that makes sense. And, you know, the biggest one that comes to mind that went SaaS was OptinMonster.
Yeah.
I mean, they used to be the plugin.
Of, like, they transitioned.
They transitioned completely, right. Because they were a plugin, right. You know, and, you know, they had and then they switched over to the SaaS. And they blew up once that happened.
Yeah.
Because then they're no longer platform dependent either.
Yeah. For some of us, making a total switch, converting completely to being SaaS first, mm-hmm. could make sense.
Right.
For some.
Right.
For many, though, there are abundant opportunities for value add, mm-hmm. By introducing a light SaaS.
Right.
This is something that gets customers paying you on a monthly basis additional value.
Let me be devil's advocate. Let me poke the bear, if I will. I'm just curious. So looking at LearnDash, you know, LearnDash is a LMS, right?
Yeah.
And there's two main players in that space, in the WordPress space, and we know both companies, and they're fantastic people. They really are. Justin's awesome. You know. Anyway, so how would you potentially pitch a light SaaS to a LearnDash or a LMS? Would you just say, okay, we host the course for you, we do some of that piece of the puzzle, maybe a light setup, like one course and a landing page for a monthly fee?
Right. Yeah. I don't know how helpful it would be to answer this directly for those couple businesses.
Yeah.
I want it to be helpful for like all the listeners.
Okay.
But I think lots of opportunities, and it doesn't have to be crazy unique. And it only has to be like a little bit of added value. Like this can be very simple that only a segment of your audience even wants, but it's a step in the right direction. It's
right.
A small value add that you can upsell to people. And it could be simple things data backups or something like that. Like, we're going to back up your course data, your transaction data, your settings, your configuration, whatever, on a routine basis.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're using our pro, whatever, our SaaS, then you automatically have that, and you can restore it quickly with a single click, or restore it on another server if you want to. And it's pretty simple. We're just syncing some data. That could be the kind of thing that is enough of a value add for a lot of people. Like, sure, I'll pay a few bucks a month so that some of this important data for my business is like backed up, and it's very quick and easy for me to restore it, or quick and easy for me to like kind of migrate it or set it up on a staging environment. That's neat, and it's not super crazy to set something up like that. But there are other value adds, you know, like if your plugin is heavily reliant on delivering email, you could have an email deliverability SaaS where, like, oh, you know, instead of having your server send out these emails, like, have our superpowered thing send it for you. Mm-hmm. You could even white label SendWP and other providers and offer that as your own SaaS. You can make something that's like business insights oriented or like advanced reporting, because sometimes there are a lot of like reports that can be very server intensive. And if you have like a SaaS, there's cases where setting this up as a SaaS could be very advantageous, because you can have like more server power. You can actually maybe even like pull in other data sources to gain greater insights. So if you say like someone running your plugin could connect to your server and say like, if you connect with us and pay for our pro plan, you can log in over here on our site, and you will see some very sophisticated reports that maybe will like stack you up, show you some industry benchmarks, see where you compare, give you some recommendations on things that you should be doing with your site, or where the real problems are, or maybe strategic moves that you might make, anything that could be improving your revenue, or any threats that could be, you know, apparent through the data. Some of that stuff is so much easier to set up with a SaaS, and very hard to pull off in distributed software.
Right. That's good.
So just advanced reporting.
I mean, when this question came in, I'm like, I don't know, really. I mean, I just, seriously, this was the first, I was not stumped per se, but I was just like, I figured you'd have this depth of idea, you know, within this. Because you live in there. You know.
These are very familiar conversations.
Yeah, which is awesome.
This is MicroConfies type stuff.
Right. This is awesome. You know, this is great.
A site monitoring SaaS. I mean, you could set up a very simple thing, you know, like mm-hmm. just site monitoring or multiple site management, maybe like a little dashboard. You log into our site, you get the pro features of being able to like manage your handful or dozens of client sites running our plugin from one interface.
I mean, your responses just now are good enough that I may go back and re-listen to this episode. That's telling.
This is not very original stuff.
This is telling. I mean, it tells you that I usually don't pay attention to you.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. I'm joking.
I had a suspicion.
I'm just joking.
Some players out there could, I think, benefit from introducing some sort of a matchmaking service. I'm trying to think of a good example, but in some cases you're selling a plugin where people use it to create connections. They're doing something that is B2C, and I guess it could be B2B too. And you could create a service where end customers or users of the thing could browse maybe your directory or set up, like, provide their basic criteria, and you help match them to some of your other customers who are using your plugin.
Mm-hmm.
I should have thought of like a really good example that illustrated this. It's just escaping me right now, but I know there are cases where this could be really useful for a lot of people. So think about like how you could be the center of the universe for both the users of your plugin mm-hmm. and consumers of what those plugin users are making as an option.
Right.
Anyway, so matchmaking could be a good option. Those are a few. Migration services, staging. You could set up quick, like simple staging sites and servers for people.
Interesting. Great question. Great answer. And that's a very nice looking person behind you in your home office there, Kyle.
I know.
Okay. It's all good. All right. Second question. You want to ask this one?
What is the wait, did I even finish my answer to the question?
I thought you were distracted. Okay. Yeah. No?
Oh, I was talking about examples of light SaaS.
Light SaaS. Options. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Light SaaS is something I think that you could do to it. Increase your likelihood of being relevant in 3 years. I think it would be wise to make sure your business can survive without relying overly much on WordPress.org. Now that is an important part of the WordPress ecosystem and where a lot of us get a significant percentage of our business. If you believe that somehow that business disappeared, your business would be in big trouble. You need to get to work on improving that. So I recommend somehow working on a strategy which allows you to be successful even without WordPress.org.
Yeah.
Business coming your way.
Right.
It's just too volatile and you have no control over it.
Yeah.
And it could be changing dramatically in the future. It's a difficult sandbox to play in.
Yeah.
I think hiring JavaScript masters could be a very wise investment. Make interfaces which the web of 2020 and beyond appreciates and loves. Partner with people who are going places. that's a good strategy. Like, align yourself with and join hand in hand with some of those businesses, some of those like rising stars mm-hmm. in our space who are definitely doing big things. That is a smart strategy. Yeah. And I can think of a few in our space who are definitely going to be huge in a few years, and I want to collaborate with them. and make my success their success and theirs mine as well in some way. And I have some thoughts about like technical debt and stuff like that, but maybe I'll save it for another day.
Yeah. Okay. You want to ask, is that good? I mean, you have the depth of knowledge. Mm. I don't know.
Justin and I have talked privately about a lot of these things. So I'm trying to decouple like that example from this answer. I don't know how helpful this is, but
I think it was interesting. I mean, helpful for him, I don't care. For me, it was fascinating.
I think I'm just parroting the lessons that I've been learning from, you know, more successful people in this space. And I didn't talk about Sandhills at all.
No, that's okay.
I guess I did mention that we introduced the light SaaS. So there's that. Like we believe that's a part of our future.
Right. That's cool. Cool. Okay. Second question.
What site health warnings are present on your highest priority sites right now? From Alex G.
Yo, Alex G. Well, I don't know what he means by that because I'm running WordPress 4.6 across the board. So I don't see the site health warnings.
Yeah, that was the best version.
Right. It was stable. There's no cross script vulnerabilities. I just feel like, why upgrade?
Yeah.
If I don't have to.
WordPress peaked.
Right. Right there.
Yeah.
Right there. That's it. So right off the bat, PHP version. I see that across the board on a handful. Because I mean, I'm in my side of things, I'm on the client side, right? I have clients, as you don't anymore. So when we log into sites and we see health warnings, PHP, right off the bat, it's the first thing I see. And if I can update it and fix it, I do. There's a process we go through to make sure it works and testing it and yada yada plugins. But that always helps. You know, I mean, even more so, well, not more so, but I mean, there's themes are a problem, but core, but the site health is with PHP.
Yeah. Anyway, but nice try, Alex. while I'm at it, why don't I just send you my username and password? Too, okay. And my SFTP credentials and my social security number and the name of my first pet and the model of my first car, my father's middle name and the GPS coordinates of my piggy bank. Because publicly sharing my site health issues could, in some cases,
so
make you vulnerable to a targeted attack.
So do you think he's actually phishing? Oh, I didn't even think about that. Alex, are.
Yeah, come on. Who is Alex G anyway? And who do they want to... Why do they want to know about our site's weaknesses?
Man, I gave
you some thought.
I feel duped, Kyle.
Yeah, Alex G could be an acronym or a pseudonym or an antonym or a homonym or one of the rats of NIM. I don't know, but... Alex G. What if it actually, it's right in front of us all this time, and it stands for something like All Lonely Elephants Expect Gatherings, or Ambitious Learning Entrepreneurs Extract Guidance, or maybe this one, this is probably it, Activating LearnDash Earns Exponential Growth.
Wow. So it could be a secondary question from Justin.
Yeah.
See, I was thinking also, like, you know, maybe it's not Alex. Maybe it's, you know, it's a jumble. Maybe it's Axel G. So from Axel from Guns N' Roses.
It could be.
Right?
Wow.
Or maybe it's Leia from Star Wars, because just take out the, you know, the X and you have Leia G, and because she's a good person. I don't say a good guy, but she's on the good team.
Yeah.
I'm going with G as being good. Maybe it's Ella X at Each. Which is nothing. It's just a whole bunch of letters that don't fit anywhere.
Right.
It sounds like Klingon, actually.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Is it?
Well, I think so. Yes.
I don't know, but I am suspicious of anybody who wants me to publicly share the weaknesses of our site. I don't want to tell you. Come on.
That's funny. Yeah. So.
Yeah. I don't know. It tells me that like we've got inactive themes on the site and we should get rid of them.
Yeah, there's that. Okay.
I'm not going to tell you which ones.
No. Learn Dash? No.
That's not a theme.
Oh, you're right. It's not. Well, you know, they do have a theme. They do have a theme.
Learn Dash has a theme.
Yeah, it's they do have a dashboard theme. I think it's, I forgot what it's called exactly, but they do have their own theme as far as if I'm not mistaken.
Oh. If you're not. That's a big if.
Wow.
Oh,
no, it's called Includes Pro Panel. I think that's their theme. Dashboard, okay. And live activity report. No, maybe it's just an add-on. Never mind. They don't have
I'm
a theme.
I'm not questioning you.
They don't have a theme. My bad.
I believe everything you say.
Everything. Okay.
Okay.
Do you have anything else to add to this? Because
I want to thank Alex G for this question.
Yes.
If it really is Alex G.
Yeah, maybe it's, yeah.
And not Axl Rose.
From anyway. Guns N' Roses. Yeah. All right. You want to do this segment?
Yeah, we want to try something different here. We're going to be pretty brief and concise. But here, listen up, listeners. This segment is for you. You. The person is listening right now. So tune in, perk your ears up, and pay close attention to what I'm saying. This segment is called, we should think of a better name for this. It's called Open Source.
Open Source.
That was amazing. And in this segment, here's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Hmm.
You do the work, listener.
Right.
We're going to tell you a concern of ours, a question, if you will. And in a future episode, we're going to circle back to this, and we're going to relay your answers to this question. Now, this is open to anyone. You do not have to be some kind of fortune teller. You do not have to be someone who's been in the industry a long time to provide your insights. We want honest responses to this question, which I think is accessible to everyone in this case. Okay? Now, Adam, do you want to ask the question and then we'll give a little context?
Sure. So the question is, what we're going to ask is this. What are some signs you're seeing that make you optimistic about 2020 and beyond, particularly when it comes to our industry?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. We want to hear your good thoughts.
Right. So,
what's exciting you?
Right. And can I give one, for example? Should I give one or should I not?
I don't know. Maybe if you think it will help people, but I don't want you to.
Yeah, I think this will help. I think this will help.
Okay.
I do. And this is something that just, I came across my desk literally in this last week. I don't remember exactly the day. I was on a website looking at something and I saw on the website a button that said, click here for high contrast version of the website.
Mm, okay. Okay.
I was blown away by that because I've really, until this year, 2019, I didn't really give a whole lot of thought to accessibility. I've had some vision issues just because my prescription is old and I need new glasses. And I'm like, and I really do notice certain things on color, contrast, those things. So mm-hmm. I was like, huh. And it's something I want to try to work towards and being better as a agency owner. And, you know, in the space that we're in taking these things into consideration, accessibility for 2020.
Right.
So that's I'm optimistic that is on the right path, slowly but surely. But it's slow. You know, we both know there's a couple players in the space that are really adamant and push all the time for it. And I get it now. I see it. No pun intended. So that's an example, right?
I think a lot about what's coming in the future in our industry. And there are things which don't excite me, and you know I have cause for concern. And on my darker days, mm-hmm. I think, the future. I don't know. Maybe I'm just getting older and more crotchety, or just like more negative. Is that a thing? I don't know. But I look and I see the future. There's going to be more consolidation, and I don't know how great that's going to be. It's going to happen whether I like it or not. We're seeing revenue stagnation in a lot of parts of our industry. We're seeing the strong leaving the weak behind, this case where it's just so much harder to compete for the little person, the little business owner in this space. You know, I just made a plug-in, but how do I have a chance? I just started up an agency. Why do I have a chance against all these other bigger players who are extremely established with brand recognition, huge marketing budgets, and anti-competitive practices? I'm seeing a little more we're not all in this together. At times, it feels like there are big, powerful players.
Well, I'm gonna jump in on this. I think you're just still not just. I think if you're in this space for a long enough time, that is inevitable in any space. It's just it's knowledge. It's you can't unknow what you know. You can't unsee certain things.
Uh huh.
So for somebody, so the goal then is not to have that be exuded from you. You want to tamper that down to help grow the industry and help grow new people into it.
I know. Yes. Yes. I'm looking around and I'm seeing these things and I want to I don't, that don't please me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. And I feel like years ago when we were getting in, like, there was more of like, we're all in this together. This is a fun thing. We're just like, everybody's equal and it's fair and anybody could be successful. And
I still believe,
getting a
I still believe
harder.
That. I still believe it.
I believe it's harder and I don't know. I don't feel great about the trajectory at all times. Okay. I'm just saying in my darker days, this is how I feel.
Okay.
I think contributing is getting harder. Like to make a meaningful contribution to the, like the WordPress project, for example, is just, it's not as easy as it was years ago. And also finally, 2020 is going to be an election year and that's not something, it's just going to be hard. It's just going to be hard. I wish like I could skip it because I don't want to go through what we all have to go through.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
So give me stuff to be excited about. Yes. All right. What are the good signs?
Inspire us, please.
Yeah. What are fun things clients are asking you to do? What are cool practices you're seeing across the web? What are bad things that you're seeing disappear? And we're saying good riddance. You know, what are like business opportunities that are coming across your way that like very, very exciting for you? And personal things too, you know?
Yeah.
Anything. Are you excited about like a movie that's coming out this coming year or anything that could be happening in the near future?
Right. Okay. I think it's cool. Open source. Let us know.
Yep.
All right. Let's wrap it up.
Okay. We want your questions, but mostly we want your answers to that open source question, which I will reread for your convenience in case you were not listening. What are some signs you're seeing that make you optimistic about 2020 and beyond, particularly when it comes to our industry? Thank you. Please email those answers to us or even more fun, like a recording. You can email a recording or you can go to do the voicemail thing on our website. There's like a little button, speak pipe, and tell us your answer to the open source question. And we'll get that over to our editing department and they will incorporate it into a future broadcast of this program. And it'll be really, really special.
Yes.
And I want to get lots of responses and we're going to just enjoy it so much. It's going to be great.
It's going to be awesome.
If we get enough, maybe that'll be the whole episode. Yeah. Just like tons of responses to this question.
Right. Cool. You can find us online, Twitter primarily, at @get_options. Kyle's at Mr. Kyle Maurer. I'm at Hey Adam Silver. We're on SoundCloud. And don't forget to follow Delvis the dog over at Instagram. It's D-E-L-V-I-S the dog. Delvis the dog at Instagram. Say goodbye, Colonel Kyle.
Goodbye, Colonel Kyle.
Oh, hey, Kyle, guess what?
What?
I did it.
No, you didn't.
I did.
No, you didn't.
I did.
What?
It'll be out in 2020.